And that's a commercial break.
Nice. Ooh, hear that? My neck cracked. So satisfying.
Speaking of satisfying, I just used a Clorox toilet wand.
Ooh, with the cleaner already in it?
Yes. All in one. The brush just clicks on.
Click.
Then you swish, swish, swish.
Ch-ch. Ah.
And pops right off into the trash.
Just click.
Swish.
Bop.
Clorox. Clean feels good.
Clean feels good.
Oh, we're back.
Use as directed.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
On News Talk.
A significant member of the Kinahan cartel, John Morrissey, was arrested in Spain this week, charged with laundering money for the crime group. It marks the first sign of progress being made against the cartel in what seems to be an operation which so far has had relatively little headway. I'm joined by investigations editor at the Sunday World, Nicola Tallant. Nicola, first off, tell us why we now know the name John Morrissey.
Well, I've known the name now for a while, I have to say. And here in Ireland, we actually knew him way back before the establishment of the Criminal Assets Bureau, because he was one of a wave of British gangsters that moved over here. He bought a restaurant in Kinsale and liked to go fishing on a boat, which is now suspected he was actually landing cocaine on the shores here in Ireland. He was targeted by the Criminal Assets Bureau. He paid them $130,000 and had $500,000 frozen. And then he headed off to the Costa del Sol, where he has been very publicly spending money and building a massive big villa. And in more recent years, it's become apparent that he's been linked in with the criminal, with the Kinahan organization. Now, he was one of seven members of that, top tier members of that organization, named in April during the sanctions on the group. And also his company, Nero Vodka, was named as a company sanctioned. And his arrest this week now on the Costa is the first major development since April. I don't think it's one that there has been nothing happening on. I think the opposite. I think there's obviously a lot of stuff going on in the background and under the radar that we're not privy to. We just keep seeing these flash moments of, you know, of sort of sensational news as such. And I've no doubt we'll see more over the coming months.
You mentioned that flash moment, looking at the pictures emerging. The uniforms include Irish Garda Síochána, Spanish Guardia Civil, and US drug enforcement agencies. Clearly a big operation covering a lot of jurisdictions.
Yeah, it is. And really, what has been happening has been pushed all the way by the Irish Garda, and it's to go after the money. You know, these criminal organisations, the higher up you go in them, the less likely it is that you're actually going to be caught hands on money, hands on drugs, or involved in anything bar directing a murder. So it's more and more difficult on a criminal basis to get the top tier of any organization. But this idea to go after the money, you know, it's been well established against against other organizations in the past, but it is the brainchild of the Irish Garda, and it's how they realized that they were going to have to take down this Kinahan organization.
And it's interesting to talk to senior members of the Garda Síochána, because to some extent there was a sense, I think publicly, that when the Drug Enforcement Agency got involved and when the American government brought in the sanctions, that it was in some way a black mark against the guards. They see it as the opposite. They see it as a mark of success for what they're achieving.
100%. I mean, the guards, I suppose, really, the Kinahan organisation came to major prominence in 2016 here in Ireland. And from a policing point of view, at that stage, they were an international group. They weren't based here. Their headquarters then were in Spain and about to move to Dubai, which is out of reach of the Garda. So what the Garda did here was, sort of on the ground, they tried to shut down their assassin cells. They do work in a cell. They're structured in this kind of way, similar to the IRA and other terrorist organizations. They have cells, none of which know what the other cell are doing. But here on the ground, the Garda got very up close and personal with them through surveillance and bugging cars and meeting places. And they shut down and have jailed a lot of killers, money launderers, would-be assassins, and those conspiring to carry out the crimes for them. But on an international basis, the Garda as an organisation couldn't go after the Kinahans because they're not in our jurisdiction. They needed international partners, and they went to the table. They went to Europe, they went to America, and they managed to bring together an incredible and really extraordinary blueprint for policing of the future. of a cartel or an organization as big as this. I mean, when you look at the arrest of Johnny Morrissey and the information that we have been received from the Spanish, from the Guardia Civil, 350,000 a day he was laundering for the Kinahan organization. 200 million he's laundered for them in the last 18 months. I mean, that is the kind of money, and that's the reason the Americans are at the table with this, because the fact of the matter is that the Kinahans are laundering so much money and moving so much drugs and weapons across the globe that they are threatening the very stability of the dollar. They are that big. They have grown to that extent. And, you know, when Johnny Morrissey obviously set up this vodka company, he did it very publicly. I mean, I was following it all on Facebook and videos he was posting on his own personal sites. There was a big party out in Marbella in December 2020 when Nero Vodka was launched. It was attended by quite a number of well-known celebrities, including Irish ones. And it was that whole idea of the legitimizing of this criminal cash in the same way Daniel Kinahan himself tried to ingratiate himself and become a boxing power broker, basically, you know, trying to live in the normal world, to exist as a legitimate company while under, you know, scratch the surface. And it's really just all drug money that's going through this. So, you know, the arrest of Morrissey is an incredible success and a measure of how this, you know, these policing forces coming together is really working.
You mentioned Daniel Kinahan's business. That was one of the first things to crumble under the US sanctions. He became persona non grata within the boxing world, although it wasn't instant. Where is he now?
Well, my understanding is that the Kinahans and the their senior tier remain in Dubai. I know there has been some suggestion that they have fled there, but I don't believe that they probably have. They are still in the United Arab Emirates, as far as I know, and they're trapped there. They can't travel. They can't move. They're waiting to see what and who goes next. Johnny Morrissey is the first of seven that have been named. None of those people are going to end up anywhere else but in a courtroom and facing a very lengthy time in prison. And that includes the Dapper Don, the man who formed the whole organisation in the first place, Christy Kinahan Sr.
So on the route to those potential arrests, what's the impact on the cartel as we now stand and on its capacity to do business?
Well, they're being financially strangled. And the whole idea of going after the money is to try and cut off their oxygen supply. You've seen in the past the likes of Joaquim El Chapo Guzman of the Sinaloa cartel. He's brought to the States, he's brought to Brooklyn, and he's incarcerated for the rest of his days, on charges of running that cartel. But what was left behind was still a very functioning, well-oiled drug cartel, and it's still running. I think this form of policing is to try and go after that oxygen supply to it, cut that off, and literally kill, you know, like treating a cancer, I suppose. You're removing it and you're giving it chemotherapy to try and kill it off once and for good. And that's what they're trying to do with the Kinahans. They're still, I mean, they can't, those companies named and those individuals named can't do business, really, and nobody's going to do business with them. They're toxic. And now it's to try and close down their money laundering wings. There won't only be one in Spain. There'll be plenty more, I'd say, that are also being used to launder cash.
How easy will they be to prosecute in a European jurisdiction? Because we've seen for criminality of this nature and for organised crimes, the Americans brought in the RICO Act, I think, racketeering, extortion, corruption and organised crime. Have we got a similar set of legislation in Europe that allows the prosecutions for individuals whose hands may not be directly linkable to a single crime?
We're pretty good actually here, and obviously we use the Special Criminal Court when it comes to organised crime, which, you know, sort of negates the problem of a jury maybe not understanding certain aspects of the charges, or it's just very much based on law, you know. So we have a pretty good record of it. The Spanish failed before in an investigation against the Kinahan Mafia in 2010. Operation Shovel was levelled against them, and the Spanish told us it was a Europol actually directed investigation, And they said that they had shut down the Irish Mafia, but they were big back in business within months. They had too much money and I think they were too powerful at that stage. There was many reasons for the failure of Operation Shovel. But in this case, and against Johnny Morrissey, I have been assured that they have a rock solid case, and Morrissey is unlikely to be seeing daylight again for a long time. So, you know, they learned from past mistakes, I think, and Europe has learned all the way along. I suppose really when Europe came together and the borders opened and there was free travel and all the rest of it, it took a while for police forces to get that. They'd be naturally untrusting of one another, and maybe it took them a while to start properly sharing intelligence. I think that's very much up and running now. And yeah, I mean, I think there's many places in the world where these named Kinahan top tiers can be prosecuted. Ireland is one place, but also obviously America under that RICO legislation you talk about. They have been laundering funds, and the Americans are offering 5 million bounties on the heads of the father and the two sons. I think if they're watching the news, maybe from Dubai, they'll have mixed feelings about their old friend Johnny Morrissey, because he's in a bad situation himself. And sometimes when people are in bad situations, they'd be inclined to do deals. Obviously, the Americans are still looking for any information they can get on the Kinahan operation.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how that unfolds. Nicola, thank you very much for the report. Before I let you go, in a sentence I never thought I would say to you, you have a live show coming up.
That's right. Yeah, 20th of September. I feel like I have my leaving cert to sit or something. Liberty Hall, 20th of September.
Getting away with murder. And this is the story of murders that you have investigated and covered?
Yeah, it'll be a little bit of a mix of stuff from organised crime to more murders that maybe have occurred here in the country that aren't involved in organised crime. But it'll be a kind of an interactive show. Sort of a podcast show as such, using audio and video, and obviously me standing lonely on a stage.
Well, as they say in the business, break a leg. That is Liberty Hall, 20th of September, and the show is Getting Away with Murder.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.